Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, narito na naman po kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po si Tita Birds, nagpupugay sa inyo. Magandang hapon po muli. Ngayon po ay huling linggo na ng Hulyo at sa Martes, o sa Lunes, o Lunes na nga pala bukas, sa Martes e Agosto na. Hopefully, mas gaganda-ganda na ang panahon. Hindi laging paulan-ulan at sana wala na ring lamig. Nangangarap po tayo. Pero hindi pa ano, Ate Jo. I think ang August talagang malamig pa rin. Maari September, medyo maganda-ganda na. But there is no harm in dreaming of beautiful weather. Ang programa pong ito ay palaging hinahatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang mga sponsors. Marami po kaming ihatid ngayong hapon, kaya samahan niyo po kami ngayong hapong ito mula alas 4:20 hanggang alas 5:20 at sana makapagdulot kami sa inyo ng kaunting kasiyahan at medyo uminit-init ang inyong pakiramdam dahil medyo malamig nga. Magandang hapon, Ate Jo!
Magandang hapon sa iyo, Tita Verds. Magandang hapon po sa lahat ng ating mga taga-subaybay ng Samutsari. Ito po si Ate Jo na muling nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Siyempre, tulad po ng nabanggit ni Tita Verds, talaga ang panahon ngayon ay paiba-iba. At yun nga, Tita Verds, yung sinabi mo kanina, Agosto, medyo maulan-ulan pa rin, very erratic ang panahon. But sa September naman, kasi nga ano yun spring, maganda pero malamig pa rin. So, siguro kagandang panahon natin mga October when daylight saving time starts. At siyempre tuloy-tuloy na yon. At mayroong magandang dilag na dumating ngayong hapong ito. Magandang hapon sa iyo, Manay Trini.
Magandang hapon, Ate Jo. Magandang hapon po, Tita Version. Of course, maayang hapon sa tanan nga naminaw karong hapuna sa atong programa. Ikaw si Manang Trini, of course. And if you want to join us, please call us on 09815-100. Ayan po.
At mamaya po, mayroon tayong napaka-espesyal na bisita. Ito pong bisita natin ngayong hapon is a third generation Filipino achiever dito sa New Zealand. Abangan po at sigurado, she is going to impart you something very special as well, especially for her peers. And I'm sure, magugustuhan po ninyo yan kung kayo man ay mga magulang o mga kamag-anak o kapatid o pamangkin ng ating bisita. At narito po ang isa pang pogi na kasama naman namin dito sa radyo. Magandang hapon, Kuya Cesar.
Ay, nako, magandang hapon po, Tito Birds. At syempre sa inyong mga kababayan namin nakikinig po dito sa ating programang Samut Sari dito sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kamusta po, Ate Jo, sa ating bisita sa kay Manang Tingi, Tito Birds. Miss ko kayo for 2 weeks.
Pareho tayo.
Oo, nga. Dalawa kayo ni Ate Jot. Nag-iisip na kami ni Manang Trini. Saan kaya nagpunta ang dalawang ito? Hindi tayo sinama.
And then, Tita Vers, yung unang Saturday, napaka-busy namin sa Siapa, no? Talagang pagod na pagod ako. And then, nung last Saturday nakaraang Sunday, dumating naman si Joy from Australia. Mm-hmm. So, sister bonding time yon. So, sabi ko, she will understand, or they will understand. So, mm-hmm. ayun. So, umalis na siya noong Thursday morning. So, dumating yung anak niya, si Philip. So, from Hamilton. So, ano naman yon, mother and son bonding naman. Iniwanan ko na sila sa hotel. So,
ay, ikaw naman, Kuya Cesar, saan ka nang galing? Bakit wala ka ng dalawang linggo?
Tita Words, kasi medyo naging busy tayo nung the past 2 weeks. Marami po tayong inaayos. At isa na po yun yung nalalapit na special day.
Yes. Siyempre naman.
sa ngayon nga po eh nakikinig po ang my love ko. Binabati ko si Cathy na nakikinig diyan po sa Irvine. At pinapakamusta po niya kayong lahat.
Sa Irvine, Cathy. California, USA.
Kumusta ka dyan, Cathy? Looking forward to meet you very soon, in person.
Marami pong nakikinig sa kanila, mga kaibigan niya rin. Hello sa inyong lahat dyan.
Meron ba tayong isang magandang awitin dyan? I-dedicate mo naman kay Cathy.
Tito Birds, abang inanap kitong ko natin. Hindi ko alam kung saan ko hanapin dito.
Pag umiibig talaga, makakalimutin.
Siyempre. Hindi pati yung tao, love is blind. Sabi niya, man is blind. Hindi lang yung love, ano? Pati yung tao, nabulag na. Pero in the meantime, habang hinahanap mo yan, Kuya Cesar, maghahanap buhay muna tayo.
Mabuti pa.
Siyempre, ang ating pong masugid na tagapagtaguyod ay ang Planet Earth Travel. Siyempre, binibigyan po tayo ni Ate Edith ng maraming specials. So, isa na po ito, ang Planet Travel Special Number 1, Philippine Airlines Oakland to Manila Fare. So, fly direct to Manila, return from $899 New Zealand dollars on Philippine Airlines, the fastest and only direct flight from Oakland to Manila, Philippines. Flying 3 times weekly, Monday, Thursday, Friday, from Oakland until the 30th of September 2018, then back to Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. So, sales end until further notice. So, napakaganda po nito, until further notice. Okay, ang departures po nila ay until the 30th of November 2018. Routing Oakland direct to Manila and vice versa. Wellington, Christchurch via Oakland to Manila return from $925 New Zealand dollars. This includes domestic flight on Jetstar. Queenstown via Oakland to Manila return from $975 New Zealand dollars includes domestic flight on Jetstar. Overnight in Oakland is required, but there is no accommodation provided. Dunedin via Oakland to Manila return from $1,025 New Zealand dollars. This includes domestic flight on Jetstar. Overnight in Oakland is required. Of course, no accommodation is provided. Economy return ticket valid for a maximum stay of 30 days, minimum of 2 days stay, inclusive of fuel surcharges, applicable airport departure taxes in Oakland and Manila, inclusive of travel agent and ticketing fees. Special conditions apply. Seats are subject to availability. This will include 30 kg check-in baggage, 7 kg hand carry, meals and entertainment are provided, but there is a shared large monitor. Ticketing within 24 hours of booking. Refunds non-refundable at all times. Totally unused ticket or partially unused. Change fee. There is a fee of 300 New Zealand dollars, and fare difference applies on fares book from April 16, 2018 onward. No-show, a no-show fee of $200 is applicable for bookings not canceled 48 hours prior to departure. Ticket must be upgraded to the next available higher airfare. A fare difference will be collected at an extra cost. So, tawagan lang po ang kanilang customer care service 0800-111131 or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
At narito po, mayroong isang balikbayan fare from New Zealand, 979 return to Manila, Cebu or Clarkfield, departing Auckland, Christchurch or Wellington via Melbourne. The departure of this flight is from between 1 March to 13 November, tapos na yung March, 2018 pala ito. So as from now until 30 November and on 16 January 2019. Sale ends August 20. So meron pa po kayong 22 days na bilhin itong ticket na ito dahil mura, 979. Inclusive of fuel taxes, New Zealand and Manila airport taxes, booking and ticketing fees, Cebu and Clarkfield airport taxes to be collected at departure airport. Pricing is subject to seat availability and special conditions apply. 30 kgs check-in baggage po ito, 7 kilos hand carry, meals and entertainment, and stopovers permitted in Singapore for a maximum of 45 days in each direction en route to final destination. Maganda, dalawang beses kayo mag-stopover sa Singapore. Ticketing within 24 hours of confirmation. But if you have changes, it is charged at $250, subject to seat availability for the same booking class. Refunds before departure, there is a fee of $350. No refund value, obviously, after departure. No-show charges. In case of no-show, ticket is non-refundable. Accompanied child of 2 to 11 years, the fare is $75 of adult fare plus taxes. Book now through Planet Travel's online booking or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call Ate Edith on 0800-111131 during business hours Monday to Friday from 9 to 5:30 a.m. or p.m. Ayan. And nabanggit na po namin kanina na meron tayong napaka-espesyal na bisita. Our visitor today is, as I mentioned, a third-generation Filipino achiever. Kung natatandaan po ninyo, nakapag-guest na rin dito sa atin ang kanyang grandmother. She is Min Ross, a long-time community leader. She was the immediate past president of Rotary Club of New Lynn. Her mother is also a community leader in her own right. She used to play basketball and used to dance Philippine folk dances. She now lives in Australia. And her name is?
Larnie? My mom or me? I'm Carla.
Your mom?
Larnie,
yes. Yeah. I was mixed up with her and the auntie. Larnie. And our visitor today is the third generation Carla, who is now in university. In her own right, she was a community leader before she went to Australia. She finished her high school in Australia, but she started her kinder and elementary and most of her high school in Baradin College. And she is now a member of the Rotary Club of New Lynn, of which she is the youngest member. And best of all, at the moment, we are in the process of establishing the sister club of Rotary Club of New Lynn, which is the Interact New Lynn, and Carla is in charge of recruitment. She is the recruitment coordinator. Good afternoon, Carla.
Afternoon.
Please greet our audience.
Hi, everybody. So I'm Carla. I'm the recruitment coordinator for our new Interact Club. And as mentioned, the youngest member of Rotary Club New Lynn. For anyone who doesn't know, Rotary is an international organization that does a variety of projects to help people in need, ranging from international projects where we help with clean water to local projects where we donate blankets and things like that. Interact is a sister club of sorts for 12 to 18-year-olds to sort of get them into the groove of helping people and knowing what it's like to be leaders.
At the moment, from our three mainstay broadcasters here, we have no show to get some members. Ate Jo did not produce not even one. Kuya Cesar did not produce not even one. Manang Trini produced three, but they are all big ones already. And her third generation...
Still
too young to become an Interact member.
Yeah.
But we were already fortunate that our Lisa already approved for her two girls, Jai and Jella,
Jella,
to join.
Ah, Winky, yeah. Winky, Winky.
Yeah, Winky, Angela. Winky and Jella.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, that's good. Yes.
Yeah. We have others as well, and that is Carla's main role in this club. Mm-hmm. Now, would you like to tell more about Interact, Carla, for the parents?
Yeah. Well, it's a self-governed, essentially, the group. The kids will elect their own presidents and function everything themselves, with the Rotary Club acting as supervisors, of course, because we're not going to let teenagers run wild. But it's a really good place for kids to put their energy, and it's a very inclusive, accepting place. We want kids of any background, any ethnicity, any school, as long as they're willing to put in effort and participate and make new friends, we want your kids. Mm-hmm. It's going to hopefully at least help them develop leadership skills by putting them in these positions, mm-hmm. of like president, secretary, etc., and you know, allow them to help people as well as develop themselves.
Mm-hmm. This is community based, right?
Yes, it's a mm-hmm. community based thing. It's going to be located in New Lynn, mm-hmm. so obviously, I assume a majority of people will want to be from the surrounding area to do so, but we will accept anyone from anywhere, provided they can make the transport.
Mm-hmm. So we have not lost hope from you, Ate Jo, and you, Kuya Cesar, and Manang Trini.
Immaculate conception.
Yes, yes.
I think it is a bit too late.
No, from your friends, if you have no relatives here, obviously you have friends who have young ones aged 12 to 18 who could benefit from this once in a lifetime, I would say, chance of becoming future leaders, and give them really the answer to their passion to be helping their fellow men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if there are parents right now who is actually listening, who are they going to call for more information or for...
So they would contact me. My cell phone number is 021-029-83792. So you can call or text me with any questions. Or you can email me at... CarlaBaugen@gmail.com, CarlaBaugen at gmail.com. So with any questions, and if you are interested or know someone who's interested, I can keep you informed via emails and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. Mm-hmm. And also, if they're going to the website for the Rotary Club, is there a link for you there as well? Or
Not at the not moment, quite. Okay. But I can. Mm-hmm. I will sort that out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's just in case, you know, they've forgotten your number, and then mm-hmm. they can just go into the website mm-hmm. and just yeah. go into the...
I'm in the process of setting up a Facebook page for the mm-hmm. Interact Club, so if mm-hmm. they search up Interact New Lynn sometime in the next couple of days, they should be able to find me and my contact details.
Mm-hmm. So where's Interact come from?
It's a son of
yeah.
Rotary International.
Yeah.
So
that is for young ones from 12 to 18. Mm-hmm. Then there is Rotaract, which is from 18 to 21.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm. I think 18 to 21, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the older ones are obviously into the Rotary Club.
Rotary Club.
Right. And aside from Rotary Club, which are... Mm. In localities like, for example, New Lynn, Henderson, Takapuna, North Shore, wherever, yeah. there is the district as well.
Yeah.
We are under District 9910, yeah. and part of it are New Zealand-based and Australian-based and mm-hmm. South Vanuatu and... Yeah. Fiji and that in that area. The other one is 9920, which is half of New Zealand and half of Australia and the
oh, okay.
the islands as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. that's good.
Hard and
to give a try.
Mm-hmm. And there are obviously Rotarians who are in support of this Interact. Our coordinator is Des Fulger. Tita Virgi is a go-for. And my number is 021-0677-597, just in case you forgot Carla's. And my email is virginia.russell48@gmail.com. There is also Rose Fulger, the head of our fundraising committee. And there is Norma Stott, and who else is the other one? That's all I...
Maza. Maza Aziz.
What is Maza's full name again, please?
Maza Aziz, I think.
Aziz, yeah.
Yeah.
Maza Aziz. Her first name is not Maza, but it's difficult to pronounce at the moment. I know that her last name, Aziz, mm-hmm. is meaning help or grace, a lot of grace. Yeah, so multi-ethnic po itong group na ito. Anybody can join, or any Kiwi, young Kiwi can join.
Or they can ring our number here, 815-8100.
Mm-hmm. If you have any question now for Carla.
Yes.
In the meantime, what have we got? Have we got a beautiful song?
Okay, Tita Birds, I'd like to give them a nice song. I'd like to dedicate it to everyone, especially to my love. This song is the title is Forevermore by Side A for you. Sanyo pong lahat.
For Carla.
And Carla.
She sings nicely.
When I just want to feel your embrace.
This is our local news. DHB was warned of syphilis outbreak. Syphilis, once almost eradicated in New Zealand, is at epidemic levels, and there have been stillbirths after the sexually transmitted infection was passed on during pregnancy. The deaths have put a renewed spotlight on funding for sexual health services nationwide, particularly in Auckland, where an overhaul last year saw the number of full-time specialist positions covering the entire region drop by 1.65 to 2.1. Syphilis is increasingly common in the heterosexual community, including women. It is easily treated with antibiotics, but if not detected during antenatal care, can pass on to the unborn children, causing stillbirth or serious complications during, including blindness. Since The Herald revealed New Zealand has now seen fatal congenital syphilis cases. Two former directors of Auckland Sexual Health Services have made contact to express dismay at the changes to the service. Dr. Janet Tsai, the former director of Auckland Sexual Health Services, and who held the position from 1984 to 1995, said the spread of syphilis and death of infants was horrifying and should never have happened in a country the size of New Zealand. ADHB Chief Medical Officer Dr. Margaret Wilshire said addressing syphilis rates is a major focus, including through a recent campaign run with the New Zealand AIDS Foundation and Body Positive that showed early promise. Data for quarter two this year showed a 24% drop in infectious syphilis cases among men. While it is too early to draw cause and effect conclusions, the drop in cases is encouraging. And that is our local news. Ayan na, you're going to your community
news. At narito naman po ang ating community news. Magugustuhan po ninyo ito kasi libre ang event na ito. Lipad ka pamilya, discover a new way to fly with Philippine Airlines. Yan po ay under the auspices of DFC New Zealand. Gaganapin sa August 4, 2006 sa Dacon. Ano nga bang pangalan ng bilis-bilis dun? Sa ano po ito? Sa Dacon Sylvia Park, number 286 Mount Wellington Highway. And ang special performers po ay kaisa-isa si JR. 10 o'clock po ito mag-start, but ang show will start at 1 o'clock. But there are prizes to be won. Discover a new way to fly with Philippine Airlines. Lipad ka pamilya, hatid sa atin ng TFC Live at ng Philippine Airlines. August 4 po ulit, Dacon Sylvia Park, 286 Mount Wellington Road. And another one, this is Breakthrough. The battle rages on, but the war's already won. Ito po ay hatid sa atin ng Auckland Catholic Charismatic Renewal in association with Jesus the Good Shepherd Prayer Group at Bruce Mason Center, Saturday, 18 August 2018, 7 o'clock in the evening po. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. The performers are Jesus the Good Shepherd Band, DRC New Zealand Praise Band, Christian Youth Revolution, Fusion Youth Band, featuring Father Chris Skinner. Tickets available at Ticketmaster, www.ticketmaster.co.nz. And that is only $25 per person. The dates again, please, is 18th August, 7 p.m. That's a Saturday at Bruce Mason Center. Manood po kayo. This is their fourth year now, and the last 3 years were all massively impressive. Magkita-kita po tayo doon. Meron ba tayong hanap buhay, Ate Jo?
Meron, Tita Verz. Mga kababayan po natin naman na gustong makatikim ng mga masasarap na longganisa at mga iba pang mga Filipino foods. Ito po, magandang balita. Makakabili na kayo ngayon ng kanakam-nakam at pagkasarap-sarap na Mabuhay Products ng GMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa iba't ibang panig ng Auckland at mga Karatig Bayan. Hanapin lamang ang Mabuhay Products ng GMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa mga piling tindahan Pinoy sa Auckland, Hamilton, Rotorua, Tauranga at Wellington. Tikman ang Mabuhay Products at tiyak inyong maiibigan. Lasapin ang linamnam ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na Mabuhay Barbecue, cooking on site every Thursday at Otahu Flea Market, every Saturday at Otara Flea Market, and every Sunday at Morin Road, St. John's. O di kaya ay magsadya sa licensed premises ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa 3-15 Manurowa Road, Takanini. At siyempre, makakapili pa kayo ng mas marami pang produkto. Tulad na imported Philippine products, mga lutong bahay, preskong karning baka, baboy, tupa, manok, isda at iba pa. Maaari ding itawag ang order ninyo sa telephone number 299-3179 or 021-675-981. At hindi lang yan, bibigyan kayo ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited ng loyalty card. At syempre, sa ika-anim ninyong order ay tatanggap kayo ng pabuya. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin mamili sa JMN Foods and Butchery Limited. This is Samut Sari Philippine News. Hiring binge 130,000 new teachers, cops, jail guards, firemen eyed for 2019. The government is set to go on a hiring binge by recruiting 130,000 teachers, police officers, jail guards, and firefighters next year, an administration lawmaker said last Saturday. House Deputy Speaker Rolando Andaya Jr. in a statement said President Rodrigo Duterte ordered the recruitment course through his budget message on the proposed 3.757 trillion pesos national budget for 2019. Andaya said 10,000 new teaching posts will be created with 2.21 billion pesos to cover the initial year's salary included in the proposed 529 billion pesos budget of the Department of Education or the DepEd. Hang on. Duterte also wants 105,529 vacant posts in DepEd filled at a cost of 27.6 billion pesos, which is included in the department's 2019 outlay. This would bring the department's total authorized personnel complement to almost 1 million at 951,000 pesos. By 2022, it is safe to bet that DepEd will be a million-man agency. Every time there is a net increase of 40 enrollees in the public school system, we have to hire one teacher and build one classroom. Aside from teachers, Duterte also asked Congress for funds to hire 10,000 police officers. One is to 2,000 jail officers, one, and 3,000 fire officers is one. Rookie firemen and jail guards' first year compensation will cost 1.38 billion pesos, while it will be twice that amount for PNP personnel. Andaya said hiring would also be conducted in other agencies, but he said that the president mentioned only the big ticket ones in his budget message. He estimates that up to 150,000 job vacancies will be filled if hiring include personnel from the Department of Health or the DOH, the Department of Public Works and Highways or the DPWH, and the Department of Transportation, and personnel of the Armed Force, the personnel of the Armed Services.
Pollution contributes to scalp sensitivity, hair fall. This is the study. As the body's first defense against pollutants and harsh environmental conditions, skin and hair bear their full effects. Damage from UV rays, smoke, and other elements can range from mild to harsh and show up in different ways. According to researchers, skin damage can appear as premature aging, discoloration, and dryness. Damage to hair, meanwhile, can be seen in symptoms such as hair fall. One study on the link between hair fall and pollution published in Omics International, conducted by hair transplant surgeon Rajendra Singh Rajput, found that pollution can cause the scalp to be sensitive, resulting in pricking in the scalp, itching, dandruff, oily scalp, and pain in the hair roots. According to Rajput, prickling in the scalp, itching, dandruff, oily scalp, and pain in the hair roots are just some of the many manifestations of pollution in the hair. He also identified air pollution as the main source of particulates, dust, smoke, and other harsh matters. Irritation by air particles, dust, smoke, and other pollutants contribute to an increase in hair fall, he said. Constant scratching of one's head due to itchy scalp can also damage the hair roots. The study concluded that to improve hair condition and maintain a clean, healthy scalp, a person must observe good hygiene and wash hair frequently to prevent the buildup of pollutants. And that is our Philippine news. Hindi kasali ang kuto dyan, ha? That's just airborne.
Yeah,
ano?
That's right.
Airborne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. Ayan po.
Yeah. And bago ko po makalimutan, meron nga pala po tayong health and fitness events. Kasi events po, kasi twice a week ito eh. And this is brought to you by Samutsari Health and Fitness. Zumba dance classes every Wednesday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at St. Joseph's Flanagan Hall, 10 Dominion Street in Takapuna, and every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. at St. Joseph's Center, 1 Fred Thomas Drive, Takapuna. Who else is it with except our very own Trini Madison?
Si Manang Trini. Yes, that's me. I am a licensed Zumba instructor. So please come and join me. Yung mga, lalo na yung pong mga taga North Shore, di ba? Mm-hmm. Yes, mga kababayan natin sa North Shore, para po ito sa inyo. So we have to be fit and healthy for our loved ones. Dapat lang.
And yung pong mga taga West at mga taga South, don't despair. And sa Central, we are setting up one in Good Shepherd Parish and one in St. Dominic's Parish in Black House Bay and one in Holy Cross Parish,
yes,
in Papatoy.
Yeah.
Under negotiations na po ang venue kasi maraming gustong gumamit ng mga venue.
Yes.
But it will come.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's also, I have a Thursday classes anyways in West Oakland, Newland. That's 6 o'clock to 7 at the Newland Social Club Hall. Now, this one is not under the Samutsari, but obviously still community-based. This is under FITCOM. But yeah, sabi nga ni Tita Veg, abangan niyo po at we are going to set up more classes for everybody. So this is all open to all ages.
Yes.
And all communities.
All communities. Hindi lang po Pinoy ito. Mm-hmm. Any multi-ethnic Kiwi are invited to join us.
Yeah, so this is Tita Verge Samutsari's initiative for everybody. So, yeah, para po sa inyo lahat yan.
Well, papasalamat tayo kay Nathan sa contribution niya sa ating OPM. Maraming salamat at I think he's listening right now. Hello, Nathan. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, bigyan po namin kayo ulit ng isang magandang awitin po mula naman sa ating kaibigang Nathan. Salamat ulit. Ito yung isang magandang awitin ni Jimmy Bondoc. Let me be the one.
told me you were leaving. I didn't know. Somebody told me you're unhappy, but it doesn't show. Somebody told me that you don't want me no more. No. So you're walking out the door. Nobody told me you'd been crying every night. Nobody told me you'd been dying, but didn't want to fight. Nobody told me that you fell out of love for me. So I'm setting you free. Let me be the one to break it up, so you won't have to make excuses. We don't need to find a setup where someone wins and someone loses. We just have to say our love was true, but has now become a lie. So I'm telling you I love you one last time and goodbye. Told me you still love me. I don't know why. Nobody told me that you only needed time to fly. Somebody told me that you want to come back when our love is real again. Let me be the one to break it up, so you won't have to make excuses. We don't need to find a setup where someone wins and someone loses. We just have to say our love was true, but it's now become a lie. So I'm telling you I love you one last time. Don't have to live like this. Oh, 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 but if you love me still, then stay. Don't keep me waiting for that final kiss. We can work together through this test, or we can work through it apart. I just need to get this off my chest, that you will always have my heart. Let me be the one to break it up, so you won't have to make excuses. We don't need to find a setup where someone wins and someone loses. We just have to say our love was true, but has now become a lie. So I'm telling you I love you one last time. And goodbye.
Ito na po, na ito na naman po ang ating Pinoy showbiz balita. Si Chris Aquino suffers severe allergy attack in Indonesia. Chris Aquino on Friday night revealed that she was rushed back to the Philippines after she suffered from a serious allergic reaction while taping in Indonesia. Aquino did not give details about what triggered the severe allergy, but said that it occurred while she was shooting outdoors. I had an anaphylactic reaction during my outdoor shoot yesterday afternoon that challenged all my environmental allergies in Indonesia. The EpiPen in my medical emergency kit helped save me, Aquino said in an Instagram post on Friday. Aquino took to Instagram to thank the people who helped her get the proper first aid medication and fly her safely back to Manila. Many guardian angels worked together to fly me home ASAP directly from Semarang, she said. Aquino said she was advised to have a 5-day bed rest to flush out all allergens from her system. Ayan po ang showbiz balita natin galing kay sa ABS-CBN News. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At for those who missed our information drive for Interact Newlyn, you can go to www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari and you will hear Carla Baugen, our Interact recruitment coordinator.
So you're not the president?
No.
No, she is part of us, the group organizing it. The president will come from the 12 to 18 year olds.
Yes. Because you're past the age range, huh? Yeah.
Or not quite. At the end of it. When I joined Rotary, we didn't have an Interact group running. Mm-hmm.
So that's why you are with the main Rotary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Okay.
She's the youngest in our club.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the most beautiful, I suppose.
Of course. Mama Min
after
cannot
Tita Verge.
No.
After Lola.
Mama Min cannot contest that. It's Carla who has got the crown.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So you're just recruiting for this new branch or something.
Recruiting arm. And then I'll be a supervisor essentially.
Cool.
Give again your contact details, Carla.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So my phone number is 021-029-83792 and my email address is carlabaugen@gmail.com, carlabaugen@gmail.com,
and that is Interact Newlyn.
Interact Newlyn. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Malapit na naman pong matapos ang isang oras naming pakikipagniig. Kaya't magbabati muna kami.
Si Tita Verge like the drums.
Wow!
Ayan!
Well, unahin ko muna. Gusto ko sa inyo unahin ang aking love.
Yes,
belated happy birthday sa kanya ng July 21.
Happy birthday, belated Kathy.
Belated Kathy.
Well, sana nandito ka ng linggo.
Yes.
Nakinig siya ng last Sunday.
Okay.
Siyempre pa po, binabati namin ang mga nagbe-birthday kahapon, bukas, at sa mga darating na mga araw at yung mga nakaraang araw. Especially po ang friends ko from the North Shore, husband and wife, Alex and Carmela. Si Carmela is on July 8 and Alex is today. Pareho silang 50, so kagabi ang magandang celebration. Siyempre pa hindi po mawawala ang litson at ang masarap na mga birthday cake. May hagdan pa paakyat dun sa dulo ng cake.
Masarap nun.
Nice.
Oh, and masasarap na Filipino food and desserts. Naku, may turon, may
pinapagutog tayo.
Huwag mo nang pakalanan, Tita.
Okay na yan.
Happy birthday uli, Alex and Carmela.
Sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwan ng kanilang mga karawan ngayon mula po sa Samutsari, maligayang bati po. Siyempre, gusto kong batiin ang ating masugid na tagapakinig. Walang iba kundi si Ate Lolit. Happy listening tayo sa'yo, Ate Lolit. Salamat sa iyong walang sawang pakinig. At siyempre, sa lahat po ng ating mga tagapagtaguyod at taga-subaybay na hindi nagsasawang mag-tune in dito sa ating programang Samutsari.
Yes, and of course, happy birthday kay Juliet Moss. Happy birthday, Jules. And of course, to my co-worker, Alan Olandria. Happy birthday din. And sabi nga ni Tita Jo, Ate Jo, I mean, happy birthday sa lahat ng mga nagdiriwang o kahit anuman ang sinisilibrate ninyo ngayong araw na to. At sa mga darating na mga araw, congratulations po. And of course, Kathy, ha? Talagang exclusive ang greetings ni Kuya Cesar.
Kasi mula ko ng last Sunday. So, bumawi.
Bawi siya.
Bawi. And Carla, you might want to greet anyone.
Greet anyone.
Well, my sister's birthday isn't for a couple of weeks, but, you know, happy Advance. Early birthday, Laura.
Wow. Yes, that's right. Yes. And of course, thank you for listening din, Susan Shedwick. You're always, just like Ate Lolit, you're always listening to us as well. Walang paltos yan. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. And don't forget our Zumba classes, everybody. Call us on 021-191-0508.
You bring it, Mama Min. You greet Mama Min.
Oh, yes. Hi, Mama Min, if you're listening.
She does not know, but most probably...
She'll catch up.
Yeah. A bird already told her.
Mm. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. Yes.
And thank you, Des and Rose Fulger, for a lovely lunch and for a very productive meeting.
Yeah.
Ito po si Tita Verge, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat. Magandang gabi pong muli.
At ito po si Ate Jo, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Sa ating bilitiyan si Carla, one of beautiful guests na dito sa ating programa. At siyempre sa lahat ng mga nakikinig, especially sa mga kasama ng aking my love, dyan makikinig sa US, happy listening po sa inyong lahat. Ito po si Kuya Sasar. Have a good day.
And that was from Carla. She said bye to everybody.
Bye.
And of course naman, ako si Manang Trini. Daghang salamat sa kanunay ninyong pagpaminaw sa atong kada semana ng programa sa radyo. Mag-ingat po kayong lahat. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
Bye.
At ako po, dahil wala akong love, lahat kayo love ko.
Yan eh.
Wala rin akong love.
Ate Jo, ha? Tinago mo na, ha? Ay, kung talagang wala.
Alam ko, merong love yan si Ate Jo. Secret.
Ipakilala ko.